Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Something big happened this morning, Josh.
Really?
Huge. A sign from the universe, I'm calling it. Because you and I, we always discuss that we love our job.
Yeah.
But we talk about what would we do if it's not radio?
Yeah, that's right. What are we going to be doing?
And if we're not doing radio for the rest of our lives, what's our plan B? And none of us know. We don't have a plan B.
We haven't come up with one. Win the lotto was mine, and Kat got angry at me the other day for suggesting that.
Because we brainstorm this all the time. We go, what could we do?
Yeah.
And this morning, something happened where I thought, oh my giddy aunt, I now know. I know what I'm destined to do, because I was driving on my way to work, and then there was a bus in front of me.
Okay.
And I looked up and I thought, hang on a second. And I quickly pinched myself. I rubbed my eyes. You know I get dry eyes.
Yeah.
I thought, am I seeing things? And I said, no. Followed the bus for a little bit. It then went to make a stop. And I did the only right thing to do, because I really wanted to get a close-up look. I stopped behind it.
Yep. Followed it.
And that's when I could see.
Sounding stalkerish, isn't it?
In front of me was me. So, there is a person on the back of this bus who, I am not kidding, is me to a T. Like, looks and all. But what they're doing is my future job.
All right.
I have sent you a photo of what I saw this morning. I have put this up at our Instagram at K-Rock.
Okay.
You can check out this picture of me, because I didn't know I was in a picture on the back of a bus, but I am. Can you tell everyone if, A, it's me on the back of the bus?
Yep.
Be what my future job is going to be.
All right, let's have a look.
It's me.
It is. And you're a traffic controller.
I'm a traffic control worker. Give me a fluoro vest. I'm a traffic control worker.
That's brilliant.
It's me.
It does look like you.
I think it's me.
I mean, they're in the way completely.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Let's talk about the relationship between Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
It's an odd one.
I never actually knew who Machine Gun Kelly was, but it's gotten a little bit stranger.
I'm the same.
So he used to be in rap, and then he went to rock, and so this is one of his tracks. Stars on my body so
I can take you wherever. He's not huge in my eyes, but didn't he have beef
with big over there.
Eminem? And that's how everyone was like, oh, now that's who he is.
So I guess, is that the way he's sort of grown his profile, but he's just throwing shade at Eminem
at
and
people.
Then he's going, oh, okay, ooh, hello.
Because he's just an odd character.
He is odd. So if you're not familiar with their relationship, I think he's got a vial of her blood around his neck.
They do. They share each other's blood.
Yeah.
Just lovely.
And was it the VMAs or one of those? And they were just really oddly.
They took photos. And, I mean, each to their own. You can do what you like, but it was the open mouth kissing, but not actually kissing. It was just like their tongues touching.
Yeah.
And you could see that, and you thought, that doesn't look like how we learn how to kiss. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, but even just in public, I don't know, maybe I'm a prude in that sense, but I just feel like
it was a lot,
wasn't it?
It was a lot.
Celebrity lifestyles are a bit,
Well, they've got
out
kids
there.
Too, which is what I think about. Like Megan Fox has a kid, and I'm like, oh, well, kids going to kinder and your photos everywhere.
Yeah, fair enough. So obviously recently they got engaged. And
big news.
Yeah, huge news.
Kept it surprised for a while, then put it out saying, this is what happened, everyone.
And Machine Gun Kelly has revealed something about the ring, and this is what I thought was a bit odd.
Well, because the ring's gorgeous. You look at it, it's got a green and it looks like a white diamond and
maybe
so an emerald.
A gem and a diamond and an emerald or whatever it is.
Gorgeous.
Because one of the stones is her favourites, and then he's got the diamond as well. So it's two sort of barbs going around. But inside it, inside the ring, is thorns. So, and so the reason for that is because he said, if she takes it off, it will hurt. Love is pain. Which I just think is like,
just
want to wash my hands.
Sorry, I'm playing a bit of sport and it's moved around.
Oh my gosh.
That's a weapon on a finger.
Don't know if it's a weapon, but it would definitely just be. How much it hurts too.
But a thorn hurts. I hate risking fresh grass thinking I'm going to get a thorn or a prickle in my foot.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'm wearing one every single day and that any movement could set that off, that is a red flag there, Megan.
If you because if you get pregnant, the fingers would swell up a little bit too, wouldn't they? Yeah. Would that hurt a bit more?
Like, and these people are flying all the time. They've got their private jets.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
puff up on planes.
Jeez, that's true. So I just think, like, it's, I mean, but I guess that's their relationship, isn't it? It's like his grand gesture to her about love and what love means to him.
Was saying, and you say yes, I'm putting this on your finger and you can't take it off now.
You know, we're committed to each other, and then, like, you know, the pain of the breakup, maybe if we took it off, or, you know, as I said, like, don't people just take them off some time to time?
But where's his pain coming from? Where's his ring, you know?
It's emotional pain.
Oh, men have it so tough.
Of course they do. I don't want to ask where his ring might be. But what we will do is we're going to talk about other celebrities that have done grand gestures from time to time. And I want to put you to the test. Hot seat returns for 2022.
Oh, no, okay.
We do that next.
Driving you home from 3pm. Derby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Derby and Josh's.
Yes, he is back. Herbs, I love this game.
I have a love-hate relationship with it because I want to win big. I mean, who doesn't?
Mm.
But you play these silly mind games and you know you're doing it. You chuckle over there.
Don't be silly. I would never do that to you. Let's jump in the hot seat, though. Let's not waste any time.
Okay.
Today we are doing celebrities that have done grand gestures
yes.
to show their love. This is off the back of Machine Gun Kelly. And Megan Fox, who he gave the engagement ring, but it's actually got thorns in it. So if she takes it off, it's going to hurt.
Because love hurts.
Love is pain.
Yeah, love is pain. Which is just bonkers. I would never want that.
Not for me at all.
No.
Not for me at all. Let's kick it off with Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin.
Oh, beautiful couple.
Great couple.
Love. The Biebers.
Did he A, make her a rose garden? B, write her a poem? C, made her a sculpture, or D, gave her a painting?
Painting, very rich thing to do, isn't it? Poem is...
is it?
Well, 'cause it's
Aren't artists generally poor?
But it's going to be a big...
Oh, yeah.
A big painting.
Yeah.
Poem, he could easily do.
Mm. Well, he's a lyricist, isn't he?
And a rose garden, is that... I mean...
Could have some significance, I don't know.
But that's kind of annoying because you'll upkeep it and they're always away.
Oh, gee, I think you'd have gardeners. I think you'd just really... be like, hey, got you this.
But it's not for her, you know? I don't know. Yeah. I think that's not a good one.
Okay.
A sculpture. I'm going between B and D. The poem or the painting? Okay, we'll go with D. It's not B.
It's B, wrote her a poem. I didn't do anything there either, by the way.
Oh.
Next
that
one.
Was so
Let's
obvious.
Move on. Let's bounce back. Here we go. Taylor Swift, when she was dating Connor Kennedy. I don't know who that is or what relationship that was. But did she A, bought a house across the road? B, travelled around the world for a date night? C, bought his and hers Mini Coopers? D, got him a pizza delivered on a private jet?
That would be nice.
That would be awesome.
But would the pizza go cold? You know?
Would it, yeah, because you keep it warm on the jet, though.
Interesting. Do you know, I remember something that Taylor Swift about her getting a house near someone.
Mm.
But I don't know if it's this one.
Could be anyone, couldn't it?
Was
it a boyfriend?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that's too close to home, isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay, let's go with A.
Locking it in, bought a house across the road. That's the one you were liking.
Not anymore. D.
You going D?
Yeah.
Should have gone with A.
Josh! Josh!
That's a bit weird, though, isn't it? Buying a house opposite your boyfriend.
That's like stage 5 clinger. Here's our second date. What have you done here, mate? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hello. What are you...
So I just bought a house.
Just moving in. Yeah. All right, last one. Kanye for Kim.
Okay.
A, hired out a stadium and got an orchestra. B, designed her a dress.
He's done all
C,
that.
Bought her a Rolls Royce. Or D, bought her a jet plane.
Well, he did get the stadium. That's where he proposed, isn't it? And then design a dress. Of course he would have. Like, he does fashion. I have to go with A. I'm going with A again.
Well done.
Yes, Herb Dog.
One off the bat. Well done. I knew you'd get something from there.
Whoa. Should have got the second one.
Should
have, Josh.
Didn't. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home from 3pm. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
There is something, Josh, that I know you and I both do every morning that is wrong.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not just you and I. I would say the majority of people who are, I guess, a bit more organised, do this in the morning?
Because I would say the start of my day is probably where I'm my best.
Your best, okay.
I just slowly deteriorate from 10 o'clock onwards.
Well, give me a quick rundown of your morning. Say you're working a weekend breakfast shift here.
Yeah.
You've got to get out of the house. What are you doing?
Wake up. I take the dogs outside, maybe go for a walk with the dogs, come back, make a coffee, make the bed, and then go to work.
There we go. You've said it. Make the bed in the morning.
Really?
Yes.
What's wrong with making the bed?
So a cleaning guru has come out and people have been shocked by this because she looks into all things. She's cleaned so many houses, knows the ins and outs when it comes to germs and all that. And she's basically said, you should not make your bed first thing in the morning. It needs minimum, and she said minimum if you're in a rush, an hour's breathing time after you wake up.
Right, so you almost have to take the doona off, do you?
Yeah. She said if you really want to do a good job of it, take your sheets off, open a window, and really let the air
come
through.
That's sheets are once a week.
Okay? Yeah, like, I'm with you there. Making a bed is hard enough. If I have to take the sheet off and tackle that fitted sheet beast.
No, thank you.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't it? But then I looked into maybe why she's saying this. Yeah. And so a microbiologist has come out and talked about the germs that's in your beds.
Yeah, yeah.
And according to him, an average bed contains between 100,000 to 10 million dust mites coming from dead skin cells that humans shed. Pillows over 2 years old. That's mine. I definitely have one over 2 years old.
Yeah, for sure.
This is gross. Have 10% of their weight composed of both living and dead dust mites and their dust mite poop.
But it's invisible. You can't see it.
You can't.
It's like the wind. It might as well not be there.
But there is something that this microbiologist has said, which is a little frustrating because I was only having an argument with my boyfriend last night because he always goes on about how when I one day move to the farm and live with him.
Jeez, like, okay, it's moving along.
But he brings it up like how life would be and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And because every night we go to call and he's like, oh, I've got to call you back because I'm having a shower. And he has to have a shower before he goes to bed, even though he has the world's, and I debate it every time I'm there, too long shower in the morning.
Okay.
And I said, you're not going to like me when I move there because I don't shower at night unless I've done a workout or something.
Yeah,
but like if I
once
shower in the morning,
is probably enough.
I only shower. This microbiologist said, lastly, the only thing that you can really do to help reduce all these germs, shower before bed.
So are you going to tell him he's right?
No, I'm just not moving.
Driving you home from 3pm. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
And we are welcoming into the studio Chandra from the newsroom.
Hello.
Got you in here for a very special reason because today, my friends, is a big anniversary for a favourite TV show of no doubt all of us, Arthur.
Every day when you're walking down. Street.
What a show.
Oh, it was great. Show.
Straight after school.
Yes. I was annoyed if I missed it.
Yeah, and I said, hey,
here we are.
Just such a positive message in this
song.
Exactly. Isn't it?
And get along with each other. So 25 years young it is today.
Yeah, wow. Yep. 25 years.
I know.
That's insane how quickly time goes, isn't it?
I think when you hear these things, it really puts into perspective about how old you are.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. Like, you go, I'm quite a little spring chicken. No, you're not. You're getting older. You are getting older.
Mm-hmm.
But because we are celebrating the anniversary, I thought let's celebrate it with a game.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've got here is other TV shows that are celebrating a birthday this year.
Wow, okay. Love this.
So these TV shows are all turning 20. So we're going back to 2002 when they had their first date.
Hello. Exciting. So buzzing with your name?
Yes. Okay. You're going to hear a bit of their theme song. Just buzzing with your name, please.
All right.
Cool.
First one.
Chandra. Kim Possible.
Correct.
Oh, I've never even seen that one.
What?
Kim Possible?
No.
Oh, yay.
It was good.
There you go. What was that deal?
It had, so she was a secret, just an every ordinary girl, but actually a secret agent.
Yeah, and she was going to high school, but at night she was fighting crime.
Yes, and there was a naked mole rat. They had like...
Yeah, right.
Wasn't it a ferret?
It was something, but it was hairless.
Anyway, yeah. Don't you remember when
missing
everyone
out, Josh?
Had the text tone as well?
Yeah, everyone did have that. Anyway.
Okay, righto.
Chondre's on the board.
I feel like this is an advantage to Chondre's group because 20 years.
The next one, I know you're a fan of this show, okay?
All right, sorry.
Coming up. Let's do it.
Not obviously a kids' TV show.
Oh. 20 years.
He's...
Oh, Josh. Is it Dr. Phil?
It is Dr. Phil.
Oh, no way.
Catch me outside. How about
it? I didn't get that.
Good, 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 good.
Because you even hear his voice a little bit in it. All right.
All right, that was good.
Next one has been all around the world. So it didn't start here in Australia.
Okay, but it got here.
It got here in the end.
Oh, Chondre, Australian Idol?
Yes. Well, it's Idol. American Idol, but Australian Idol.
Yeah, great show.
Kelly Clarkson, that's when she won.
That's true. She's just done so well. Now she's got her own talk show, hasn't she?
Do you reckon she would have to be up there with one of the most successful?
I'd say she would be the most.
Talk show, songs.
Everything.
Incredible.
And her songs, like every time I listen to them.
Oh, which one's your favourite, Chondre? Since you
began. Anyway.
Okay. Next one. This one, bit of a harder one, but massive for its time.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
It's about a family.
Family.
20 years ago.
I'm just going to...
I have no idea.
Josh, is it Fraser?
It's not Fraser. Oh. Very similar.
Ooh.
I'll buzz you out. It is the Osbournes.
Oh, really? Is that 20 years? Well done, Chondre.
There you go.
Well done. You got that?
Osbournes.
Osbournes.
Wow. Jeez, that seems like just the other day.
That doesn't feel like 20 years
ago. Just for a fun one, I'll say one word. What do you think this show is? Because it's huge to this day.
All right.
Rose. You may accept this.
Oh, Josh, Chondre.
20 years ago was the first time we ever saw it.
Wow. I'm surprised Josh got that straight away.
He's a bachelor at heart.
It's Emmy, Josh, driving your home at K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Driving your home from 3 p.m. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbie, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, shall we?
Love to give them.
We just heard what you thought about ScoMo. That was a nah.
Well, no, kids should not be driving
operating
forklifts.
No.
No, ScoMo.
Some adults shouldn't be doing it.
Exactly.
Hi, yeah for yes. Let's kick it off with this one. Sharing your workouts on your socials.
Oh, it's a hard one.
Like, say you're in a gym and the gym's filming you. Do you share that story to your stories?
No, no. Yeah, nah. No, no, no. Even when, you know, you've maybe done a big run and you're showing the
Strava world. Or
like, guess what I did this morning in classic 20Ks? Look at my time. I mean, good on you. Well done.
Good stuff. Really like that.
Keep
Amazing.
It to your running group.
Yeah,
keep it to your... It's like kids with parents with their babies. I'll accept one. But don't keep putting your baby up there.
Fair enough. There's like a guy that I'm friends with. I used to be friends with him in Townsville. He's probably the best looking man I've ever met in my life. But he just, that's all this thing is he's into CrossFit and shares him doing squats.
Yes.
I don't care.
Do you know, I've got a girlfriend from Townsville at the moment doing the same. Every single day. It's the same thing. And now that I catch up with other girlfriends, they're like, have you seen what Madison's doing? All she does is work out.
Oh, good times, good times. Driving someone else's car.
If you have to. But, I mean, in what situation are
we talking? Provided you've got permission as well.
Yeah, definitely. Don't just go take someone's car.
I think there's always an added responsibility, isn't there? You feel a bit more pressure. One mechanic has crashed a customer's Ferrari worth $4.7 million after he took it for a spin.
See, before I got my latest car, I was hoping every time that someone else jumped in it that something happened that went wrong. But a Ferrari?
No.
Oh.
That's insane, isn't it?
How do you make the call, or do you just wait till they rock up and go, I mean, the diamond. Service didn't go too well.
You didn't bring it in. What car?
No, we don't have that one here.
Haven't seen one of those Ferraris. No way. Last one. Taking your drinks home with you when you leave a party or gathering.
Yeah, nah.
Or? Nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. The only thing I'll allow is if maybe you took a big bottle of spirits and it didn't get open, I would allow a bottle of vodka. But for any other drink, I think you tied us. You came to my house.
Leave it there.
Seriously, I had a guy once who left. I had people over for my birthday. He left 3 beers, hid them in the bush. And so the next day, I get a knock at the door and I'm like, hey, Harvey, what are you doing? He's like, I just left some beers. We're out to follow him to go into a bush find 3. Mate.
Drink responsibly, of course. But, I hate when you, like, I buy a slab and you go there and you're like, I had one beer. And you're like, I've got to leave it. Yeah. But anyway, so people have talked about the petty people they've dated or they've been associated with
and
what they've done. One of those was, of course, taking drinks home. Another one, and how's this, her ex-husband, when they got divorced, he was wanted something so bad, he took the toilet brush that was 5 years old out of the bathroom.
That is the last thing I'd want.
Why would you want?
It's got poo on it.
And you showed them, didn't you? Toby and Josh. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Want to know, what did they say in their sleep? Because what one lady has said has absolutely ruined a relationship.
Really?
Ruined a few lives, I would say.
In her sleep.
In her sleep, she was sleeping. So her husband noticed, was getting a little bit,
suspicious.
Suspicious when she started to overspend a bit. She was spending a bit more money.
Oh, my dad would get very suspicious.
Oh, really?
Oh, he would know.
Straight away?
He would know. Trish, what have you been doing?
Yeah. So he was just like, okay, where did she get that from and sort of thing. And then one night they were just sitting there on the couch and she'd drift off to sleep.
Dozed off. Classic. Always on the couch, isn't it?
Yeah. And then started muttering something about money.
Oh.
He's like, what is this about? Anyway, he said something about a card. And it turns out that because she'd been working in a nursing home, she'd stolen this old lady's card that she was caring after and had stolen $13,000 from this lady. And he's like, well, as much as I love my wife, I've got to dob her in here because she's done the wrong thing.
Oh,
and so turned her in as well.
What a predicament. Oh, my golly goodness.
An absolute predicament indeed.
What a shocking human being she is.
Yeah.
Just cover that for 1 second. Do not be doing that.
Mm.
But then for him to put her, he had to then, Josh.
Pretty incredible that she was obviously, it must have been weighing on her. Because to say something in your sleep, I've never ever said anything apparently coherent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's always been a bit gibberish or words that are just random. I have read stories before where someone has caught out their partner from cheating because
they've said
another name. And in the morning, it's like, what's that's name? And then they've gone, oh, that's just, that's just Josh from work. And then old FBI looks into it and figures out, hang on, no,
it's not just something. Josh from work.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Isn't it?
Because I just say weird things. Like, mine's about saving the world.
I remember when you were talking to Kat.
Trying to get everyone to evacuate.
A superhero.
Wasn't a superhero. I was just a hero in day-to-day life where I was trying to evacuate people out of a building, apparently. So you got to get out.
See, I don't think I've... I haven't been told that I've slept talk before, but my brother has.
Mm.
He has said some... he's always having a good time.
He's having a great time.
Yeah. Come on, come round. More the better. And you're like, what are you doing, mate? Like, you're literally having a party every night in your sleep.
I don't think we'll ever hear a story of someone outing themselves.
Incriminating.
And, like, something incriminating.
Yeah.
But we'd love to hear what they did say in their sleep. 522-232-955. Was it weird? Did it allude to something else?
Did you figure out something, or was it just real quirky?
We'd love to hear from you. Asking, what did they say on their in their sleep?
Yeah.
Was it incriminating? Did they give some information up or was it just silly?
Which is just crazy off the story because a lady, you found out that she had been stealing from another lady at a nursing home because she said
that's
it in her sleep.
Her husband found out that she'd been stealing money from someone and dobbed her in to the police.
I mean, good on him. Good on him.
It would be hard, wouldn't it?
Yeah, what would you do?
Oh,
we've got Stacey from Lara. It is you. You're the one that's been told you do stuff in your sleep.
Yeah, I've been told I've done some really odd things in my sleep. So when I was around 7, apparently I woke up about midnight, put my jacket, my raincoat on to go to school because I was going to be late for an excursion. And I opened the door and walked out, and my dad had to chase me down the street.
Oh, wow.
You're really going on an excursion.
Jeez. Yeah, and then another time I woke up in the middle of the night again, went to the kettle to make my dad a cup of tea because apparently he asked for a cup of tea, and then I filled the milk bottle up with water. And then the next day I commented to my mum, I'm like, Mum, why does the milk taste funny? She's like, you don't remember filling it with water last night?
Oh, God, you need to film that. People do going viral on TikTok.
But what time do you, like, get over it as a parent? You're like, oh, gosh, she's doing it again.
Yeah.
You chase her down the street? Nah. If she makes it back, she makes it back. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.